I think it's important to recognize when you're talking about these things, there are no such thing as national elections. There are local elections that elect different people. And they want to bring California election style vote harvesting, strict requirements into every state. While states like North Dakota, we do things very differently. Different districts who do early voting, some of them don't do 2 weeks of early voting. What they do is a week of early voting, but they do extended hours. You know, we have developed programs that make it easy. We have great voting in this country. We're the only state without voter registration, so in some ways the National Voting Rights Act would make it harder for us to vote in North Dakota. But more importantly, it's just federalizing things that should never be federalized. We should be in charge of our voting in North Dakota. The federal government shouldn't be in charge of it. We're having a hearing on Medicare for All next week. We've gone from Obamacare and trying to repeal Obamacare, and to be honest on healthcare, that's a bipartisan failure from both sides over the last 25 years. But we've gone from having that discussion now all of a sudden to having the conversation about Medicare for All. And we have presidential candidates on the other side that are running for that. So we continue to work with that. We had a big fight over HR 8, which was a national gun rights bill. It's interesting because what they did is they passed a universal background check bill, and I'll get into some of it in a second. But even the Obama administration said that a universal background check bill has no effect on gun violence unless you have a national registry. Well, this bill does not have a national registry. So what you end up creating is a situation where, I'll just give you an example of something that happens all the time in rural America, and I brought this up in the hearing. If you are a farmer or a rancher and you have a ranch hand or a farm hand on your farm, and you have 22-250 in the back window of your ranch truck, and you let your ranch hand borrow that truck, you now have both committed a federal felony under the current law. Or not a federal felony, a federal misdemeanor, because that is a temporary transfer for reasons that aren't specified out in the bill. And so it's not going to do anything to solve the crimes they want. They think it's a political win, but it also really affects how law-abiding gun owners will protect us. So we were never gonna vote for the bill, but we also tried to offer amendments that actually like protected rural America, and they were no interest in that. On the plus side, I will say this, there is bipartisan work that goes on more than people think. I'm working with a guy named David Trone out of New Jersey. Representative Trone and I don't agree on anything, but what we do agree on is making sure that we have a stable funding scenario to help. President Trump passed the First Step Act at the end of last Congress, which is probably the most significant criminal justice reform that's passed in the history of the federal government. And because it's him, nobody gives him any credit for it. I mean, and also one of the reasons is we as conservatives sometimes have a tough time talking about criminal justice reform. But in order to help deal with that, we are asking for a 5-year funding source for opioid addiction treatment across the country. We're not asking for an increased funding, we're just asking for that money to be available for 5 years. We're gonna fund it for 5 years anyway, but particularly in rural areas, what you end up finding out is that if you have to wait every year for your funding, your rural programs, particularly, I mean, a lot of them are charitable groups, a lot of them are faith-based groups, it's hard to budget that funding out, it's hard to budget that program out and develop the program, especially in communities that don't necessarily have all of the services, if you have to wait every year for authorization. And we've also carved out a chunk of that money for Native American reservations all across the country because they have specific challenges when it comes to opioid addiction.